am Dr. John Barry, an extension forester with Cooperative Extension Service.
And Dr. Barry, how is it that sometimes these bales of hay can end up causing serious problems?
There are two types of problems that we see with hay bales and when we have to deal with them as far as firefighters. One is when they're not properly dried before they're stored in the barn. If they're stacked in the barn before they're properly dried, then they start generating their own heat and can generate enough heat to set themselves on fire in the barn. The other issue where we run into having to deal with hay bales that are burning is when a farmer is baling hay and something starts a fire in the hay field, and as it burns across the field, it will set the bales of hay on fire. And then we have to put those out too.
And I'm guessing when they're trying to get those bales together, what, sparks can go off?
It can. If the hay baler hits a rock, it can strike a spark and set the hay on fire when the conditions are extremely dry. Sometimes mechanical problems with the hay baler itself can set hay bales on fire while they're in the baler. Then when the hay bale is kicked out of the baler, it will set the hay on fire that's on the ground.
Are there any particular steps that should be taken to lessen that risk?
Maintenance of the hay baler is very important, especially keeping bearings in good condition so they don't overheat and set the hay on fire. As far as hitting rocks and setting the, striking sparks, depending on the field, there may or may not be much the farmer can do about that. Some fields just have rocks in them, and that's the way it is. Most city fire departments don't really have the equipment to deal with hay field fires. Most fire department pumper trucks are designed to either drive or pump water, but they can't do both at the same time. When you're dealing with a hayfield fire, you really need a fire truck that can drive and pump water at the same time. A lot of rural fire departments have the equipment to do that. They've got brush trucks that are specially designed to fight grass fires and brush fires and woods fires. So I'm part of the Washington Volunteer Fire Department in Hempstead County. We have brush trucks and equipment to fight field fires, so we can do that where most of the municipal departments really aren't equipped for it.
Dr. Barry, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
You have a great day.
You too.